Yes, we're playing Never Have I Ever, truncated version here on the download tonight. 312-981-7200. It's a fun little game where we text in and call in the things we've never done. And if it's crazy enough, we'll give you Lou Malnati's pizza. How about that? We've got two of them to give away, so we're going to do that. 312-981-7200. Like I said, I got one of mine crossed off, which was good, which was never have I ever worn a cowboy hat. Not anymore. I did it in a store. I would buy my cowboy hat rugged and looking like it's used. Like I do one of those, you know, like almost like you buy jeans in the way now where you're like, oh, those look worn. Like I'd want to buy a hat that's worn. So the first time I wear it, people are like, this guy wears it all the time. I don't want it to be like fresh, sparkly, and new. I'm not looking for a, you know, like a Waylon Jennings type. I'm looking for more of a Tim McGraw.
I remember in, I don't know if it was high school or college, I wanted a black leather jacket because I thought they looked cool on people.
Right.
And then you get one, and it's brand new.
Yeah.
You can't move. You know, you look.
Here, I'll give you one. Never have I ever owned a leather jacket.
I think I wore it like four times, yeah. And I was so embarrassed by like wearing it outside. I don't know, like I should have like walked on it or, you know.
I think there was a leather jacket explosion, a movement, if you will, during that time, late grade school, high school. And I skipped it because I had somehow decided that I was going to be, you know, I was going to go all alt. And instead, I'd be a suede guy.
So there's, very nice.
There's like... Sounds like a air bomber kind of suede jacket that I had. It was really nice. All right. 773. You ready for this one? Kathy says, never have I ever played a game on my phone or the computer. Really? You've never played like a solitaire or a Words with Friends or in my case, a Stratego? At one point or another, I don't have it on my phone now, but a phone I had a couple of years ago, I had Risk. You could play Risk on your phone. It was the greatest. Because what's the biggest problem with the game Risk? How long it takes. With all the little pieces, and you got to move it around. It's like a 14-hour game. But the greatest thing about this game was that you could move very fast, and you just like double tap, and the battle happens. So you're missing out, Kathy. I'm trying to think. I don't have any games on my phone. But I have played games on my phone or computer. Pete, you've played games on your phone.
No.
Never?
No.
Well, never. You've never had a phone where you're like, oh, I'll play solitaire. I'll play it.
Mm-mm.
How about on your computer?
No.
Wow. There
you
go.
Not a game guy.
You're not a game. You're a real fun guy around the holidays. What should we play? Should we play Parcheesi? Nah, you know what? I'm not a game guy.
Well, I'll play like, you know, catchphrase and things like, you know, yeah, right. fun, you know, charades. But
right.
I always, when I get on the train at night, everybody, you know, they get their head locked into a phone.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Thinking, oh, they must be reading up on, you know, history and what happened today with, you know, in the news. And they're all playing bleep, blop, bloop. You know, I see things dropping.
Crush,
and
All right. I feel like... A lot of, like I said, I play Stratego, classic game. That's a class. It didn't really work on the phone. And I play Risk. Risk is, like, so good on the phone. It's so quick. The worst part about Risk is it takes 28 hours to play. But on your phone, you can play it in, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, and then you don't have to worry about all the little pieces moving around.
Right.
It's great.
It's classic. All right, let's go to Barbara. Barbara, what have you never done?
Well, I never ever throw away any mail that
literature
comes in my mailbox.
Really?
No, I don't. I find that it makes wonderful dustpans. They're just absolutely disposable. And if I have a very nasty, nasty mess to clean up, like after a cat or whatever, I take a minute to choose whose picture I'm going to use.
That must be, I mean, there's got to be a lot that comes to your mailbox around election time, right? It's great.
Well, yeah, and I save them. They last from 1 year to the next. There's always an election coming in the spring.
You've got a ton of Al Salvi. campaign literature from back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Barbara. That's good. We could do what we do with, like, 80s baseball players, to, like, people who've run for stuff. You got a big Roland Burris. You got a lot of... who's got the Bob Kustra? That's a good one, right? Kustra? Kustra? What was it? Corinne Wood? Wasn't there a Corinne Wood? Yeah, she ran. She was lieutenant governor, and she ran for lieutenant. I think she either ran for governor or lieutenant governor. I can go deep and state politician. Al Salvi. Oh, the cat made a mess again. Can you get the Glenn Pichard? All right. 708. I'm ready to play. I'm Mary, or Marie. I can't tell if that's Marie or Mary. Excuse me. And never have I ever been to a Red Lobster. Oh! I don't know what to say about that. I have been to a Red Lobster. I'm not a huge fan, but I will say that the biscuits are all the rage, like the cheddar cheese biscuits at Red Lobster. That's an internet fave. People go out of their way, and I think you can. I've seen it a couple of times where friends have made them from scratch, like they've got the recipe for what are considered the cheddar biscuits at Red Lobster. Everything else, you know.
Oh, shrimps!
You like the shrimps? Yeah. All you can eat shrimps. Red Lobster, in the city, there's the only thing I remember, there was a Red Lobster. They opened up on Dearborn across from the Hard Rock Cafe. And I was living in Bucktown this a couple years ago. And I remember we're like, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened in Chicago. It's right next to the Chili's, too. We got to get down there. So we went and we parked and had a deliciously mediocre meal. And it came out and the car got towed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like it was like, because it was River North, and it was one of those like, from 5 to 5:15 on the right side on Tuesdays or Thursdays. You know, I was just like, are you kidding me? So they go let down to the, had to go down to the lot and get it.
Whatever, yeah.
But I was just like, so that's my memory of Red Lobster. This is before the meters. You know what I mean? Like this was a daily special. 708 says, never have I ever been to a Cubs, Blackhawks, or Bulls game. Well, I went to Blackhawks game last night. You heard the story. Roe was talking about Judy Pilak's birthday was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And she was scheduled to ride the Zamboni. Like at the between the periods, they're going to be like, ladies and gentlemen, Judy Pilak from WGN News. And she was bragging about it. She was hardcore bragging about it.
Yeah.
Like in the box. She's like, well, I would stick around, but I got to go ride the Zamboni. And my son was there. He's like, what? That's cool. And we're like, she's going to be down there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some people are there because it was in the box. It was upstairs. And,
mm-hmm.
And it was super funny because about maybe 10 minutes later, she's back up there. I'm like, when do you ride the Zamboni? She's like, oh, I went down there and I was too late and they won't let me do it now. I was like, what? She's like, you have to be there at the 11-minute mark. I got there at the 9-minute mark. That was it. Yeah, I was a little bit flabbergasted because I was like, wait a second, who cares? Like, it's only a minute to you're there, but I guess they're sticklers to the time. And it was funny, though. I will say this to the Blackhawks' defense. Nothing against Judy. I love Judy. But it was funny that she said, I went down there. I mean, I left here with 13 minutes on the clock to get down there. I'd take the elevator down. It took a while. And her friend that was next, she's like, you left around 11. Like,
I think it was not helping out there.
She was not helping out with the story, but the time shift. But yeah, Judy didn't make it to the
game. Too bad. Yeah. Well, next time. Do you get to do that?
I'd have never asked, never tried. It would be fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know how fun it is to ride the Zamboni.
It's probably more fun than having to shoot the puck. I mean, I'd love to shoot the puck, but it's embarrassing.
Who did it last night? Spice Adams. Anthony Adams. They're like, ladies and gentlemen, he played for the Bulls. He played for the Bears. Here he is. I'm like, yeah, all right, Anthony.
Nobody cares. Do they still do the women, at the girl, like the sexy girl at the end in the tight jeans?
Or
I know they used to play like a strip song, but they got rid of
that. Are you talking
about
the ones that come out and sweep the ice?
No, like the three contestants for the shoot the puck. Usually the first one's an oaf, the second guy is some other oaf, and then the third is like some hot girl and like
I heard
high
a rumor that the women who come out to do the ice,
yeah,
that at one point or another someone complained about the scantily clad outfits.
Oh.
I don't know when this was in Blackhawks lore. Like I said, this is a rumor I've heard. And that someone said this is inappropriate for family or whatever because there was just a lot of it was top heavy.
Yeah.
And so they changed. It's funny because they changed the outfits for now. It's like
hockey
they're covered
equipment.
Up on the top. And then they just got short skirts.
Oh,
they just changed.
They move everything
they
down.
They just flip. They just move stuff around. But, you know, now it's a little bit more anatomically correct. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's take a quick break so we're on time tonight. And I'll come back and we'll rapid fire through the ones we got. Pam, stand in line. I got a bunch of texts. We'll give away some pizzas at the end of this. Stay with us. All right. 312-981-7200. We're playing Never Have I Ever. Why don't we kick it off the second half here with Pam. Pam, what have you never done, Pam?
I've never gambled.
Really?
Never, ever.
Are you the kind of person who goes into a casino and just watches or just
No, nope, I've never been to one. And the reason is because my father was big on gambling on the horses when I was little. And I always thought, oh, I don't want to get addicted to gambling.
That's how it works, right? Yeah. That's good, though. That's good. I mean, you're not, and I will tell you right now, if that was one thing that you, like, in life, they're like, Pam, there's one thing that you will never be able to do. That's a good one. Because it's just, there's nothing that exciting about it. I mean, if you win big money, you're like, yes, I'm so excited. But that rarely happens. So.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I may still try it before I die, but today's my birthday, so.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
Exciting.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you. Thank
you. There you go. Pam with her birthday. Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Pam. I feel like we have to double check that, fact check that, Pete. You know?
You don't believe the never gambled?
No, the birthday.
Oh.
No, Pam, happy birthday. She's right on, man. I honestly have had a lot of great times gambling, low rent stuff like playing blackjack and things like that with friends at tables. That's awesome. But I don't know. Like, I feel like it's not something that has added any sort of perspective or any sort of good memory, anything to my life.
But, like, would you consider the playing the lottery gambling? Would you consider a fantasy football league gambling?
Yeah, maybe. I don't consider that. I consider that skill. When I think gambling, I think like casinos. But maybe you're right. Maybe if I consider fantasy football and baseball and stuff like that gambling, then yeah, it's probably a bigger part of my life than I think.
Never put down a square on a Super Bowl?
No. I did one time, and this is how they get you. I was in Vegas one time, 2001, and... Or 2000, and we were in early 2001, 2000, and I put money on the Bears to win the NFC Central or North at that time. I think it was Central, and they won. That was the year that they won with Dick Geron, and they went to the playoffs. And it was a 20-1 or 40-1 odds. It was huge. I put $20 down, so I won like $500 or $600. I think it was $600 or $800 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
That's feeling good.
And so what I did, classic Justin. Is I just went back to Vegas to get it instead of like you can mail it. And
yeah,
I was like, no, I'll just
$750.
So I spent it all to get. I'm like, duh. That's how it works. That's how they get you. And I was like, yeah, I'll go. It'll be fun. The only thing is, I think it was right. It was right after 9/11 that I went in there. So it was like you could stay at the Luxor for like $20.
Oh,
yeah. They were just like, please, somebody come have
come,
fun.
Yeah, come travel.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Never have I ever, never, ever did I put mustard on a hot dog. What? You got to put mustard on a hot dog. It's so good. 815 says, never have I ever eaten sushi. You got to get over that, man. Try it out. I love sushi. It's one of the, I feel like I grew up in, you know, Wonder Lake. Sushi wasn't plentiful. It was 80s, 70s, and 80s. So I feel like in the 90s when that craze came on, I was like, man, I don't really know it. And then you get to a point where you're like, ah, I feel totally, totally intimidated by the going in and trying to figure that out. But once I finally was like, ah, I'm going in, I was like, this is a great food. I love it. It's good stuff.
That's the worst is never having sushi and marrying somebody who loves sushi. And then she stopped eating sushi. So he gets me into it and waited like 40 years to try sushi.
This is the greatest stuff. She's like, yeah, but it's really filling. I don't really like it. And you're like, ah.
Now no more sushi.
Oh, that's no good. Never have I ever stopped loving the Sears catalog lingerie section. That's Jerry. Jerry's back. All right. You did that one before, but I see what he's saying. He says, but it may be back. I guess there's an article about how they might be bringing it back. Costco sells the Red Lobster cheddar biscuits mix. There you go. Never have I ever ridden or driven on a motorcycle. Okay. You don't have an uncle who came around and been like, I'll drive you to the end of the block and back. That's my experience with a motorcycle. And 708, never have I ever dug a hole. What do you mean you never dug a hole? I guess if you live in the city and you just, yeah. Yeah. So that's about it. All right. 312-981-7200. We're giving away the Lou Malnati's. What do I just do with it? Here it is. Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. The first one we're going to give to Barbara, right? Don't you think that we should give Barbara? Never have I ever thrown away any of the political flyers because I use them as dustbins.
Yeah, because I got to hear Al Salvi.
Yeah, we got to do totally some bits about it. Al Salvi, so that's worth a pizza. Thank you for that inspiration. And then I want to say that the next one we will do is never have I ever, just for you, Pete, we'll give it to Kathy 773. Never have I ever played a game on my phone or computer. What do you think of that? That sound good?
Like it.
All right, there you go. And also, I mean, I feel like I don't have a pizza for you, but I wanted to say once again, happy birthday, Pam. Right? I only had two to give away, and gambling doesn't. We did that one before, but I just wanted to say, Pam, that we're thinking about you on your birthday.